Okay, so Kelly and Al are in the cab with this lady.
Yeah, it's
hold on. Oh. I want everybody to hear it.
Now, out of 10 black people, mm-hmm. you may get 2 of them who do not refuse to pay you.
Who do not what?
Refuse to pay.
Yeah, she's...
Who do not refuse to pay.
See, this is how she said, now, I'm not a racist, but that's how she prefaced it.
That's how she prefaced it.
Out of 10 black people...
She said, out of 10... She goes, but I'm going to tell you. She says, out of 10 white people I get in my cab, 2 of them will refuse to pay.
Who does that?
Apparently, she said, I said, why? She said, because they say that's too much money. I'm not paying that. So they should get out and don't pay. And
there's
she's,
no meter
you know, she's defenseless.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She says, but out of 10 black people that get in my cab...
2 of them will pay.
2 of them may pay.
Let's keep going with her.
Al's like, what?
Okay.
So and she's black.
Yes. Then it's like this. The black tourists complain that when the door of the airport is full of people, the taxi drivers run to the white people and leave the black people standing. So they say, we are prejudiced.
Your own worst enemy.
And she's talking very matter of fact. She's not mad. Yeah. She's just telling you how did this start.
I don't even remember how it started.
It started because Kelly, you asked. You said, "Are you ever
Kelly
afraid?"
Said, I don't like black people. Do
and
you?
Okay, that's right. That's
you said, "Are you ever afraid being a woman? Are you ever afraid of picking up fares?" She goes, "No, because I deal with mainly the tourists. And but if there is someone that I don't want to in my cab, I just refuse that. You know, refuse to carry them."
There was a show on BET that interviewed black waiters and black bartenders about how black people tip. And it wasn't very nice either.
And we've talked about that. We've had people come on our show and talk about one versus the other, and some are good and some are not.
Is that a color thing or is that more of an economics thing? I don't know.
You know what? I think some people just have a chip on their shoulder in the first place.
But
you
she
know?
Just started talking, and at first we're kind of sitting there like, are you serious? She's really having this conversation. And then we just kind of started laughing because it was so awkward.
Yeah.
Obviously, she'll just get it all
she
out
kept,
there.
She kept going.
But black people are the most prejudiced people in the world.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And that's when I told her I didn't like
she's
her.
She's like the Black Rush Limbaugh.
You didn't know that?
I tell Al that every day.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You see, unless you be around black people, you wouldn't know.
I'm going to tell you this.
So she figured out that you're never around black people.
Exactly. She's in the car with 3 other white people. And I was like,
yeah,
no,
three
that's
white people
true.
And me.
Al never hangs out with black people.
Dang. I don't like you very much.
Now, guess what? You don't like me, but I love you.
I'm just playing. I am just playing. I am your brother.
And a man.
I'm going to make you like black people again.
So that's Al's mission, and how do you do that? Well, you do it, of course, with music.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Perhaps the most legendary Bahamian rock supergroup ever.
Yeah.
The Baha Men.
That might be the only one, I think.
And you know what? When we started out on a mission to do this bit, we said we're going to get in a cab, and we were going to do the bit. Kelly and I were going to do the bit. And she pulled up as our cab driver. And we're like, oh, man, because we're thinking we might get somebody kind of hip or kind of, you know, I don't know what we're really looking for. But she was dressed like a church lady. She's 60-something years
old.
Had
her hair pulled back in a bun.
And she did not, her cab did not say fun on the side
no,
of it.
No, no.
So we're like, maybe we'll do it another time. Then we said, you know what, let's just go for
and
it.
And they went for
are
it.
Are you familiar with this group called the Baha Men? They're from here, right? The Baha Men. I want you to yell in here. Who let the dogs out?
With the drive-thru Kentucky.
Hey, sweetheart. We're going to order. What you want?
I want you to say, who let the dogs out?
You in there?
No, in there.
To her. Excuse me, who let the dogs out?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Who let the dogs out, sweetheart?
Let the dogs out?
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out, sweetheart?
She is so cooperative. She's just going right
with it.
She never asked why.
Hey, she
said, what are you doing? We just said, could you please say that? She goes, who let the dogs out, sweetheart?
Am I wrong? This is an aside, but 2 days in the Bahamas and you've been to KFC twice?
I've already made that observation.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Who let the dogs out, sweetheart? Who let the dogs out?
You need to.
Yes.
Holler loud.
You got it?
No.
Say it one more time.
Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof,
yeah.
Woof.
We got order now before now, she runs.
Say roof, 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 roof.
Roof, 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 roof.
That's my by Bahamas, right?
Okay, girl.
There you go. That's the Bahamas.
You're very good. You're very good. Okay, we need a large 7-Up.
A large 7-Up.
A large
7-Up. A large 7-Up, baby. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out, sweetheart?
Okay,
ask again.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Like
who
some?
Let the dogs out? That's it.
She barked. She did it right when we left.
I am so sorry I did that. I am so sorry I did that. But you gotta blame them.
Oh, my
God. We had so much fun.
She was funny.
Isn't it funny when somebody is so different than you think? I love
it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she had on this nice little skirt with this jacket and the little ascot, the scarf sticking out, but she went right with it.
Who let the dogs out, sweetheart?
Never questioned us a bit.
That's hilarious.